Do you have challenge credit? No worries. I'm here to make your home ownership dreams become a reality. I'm your host, Tasha, certified credit consultant. And on this podcast, I'm going to be teaching you everything you need to know on how to get your credit mortgage ready. For more answers to credit-related questions, please follow me on Instagram and Facebook at GlowGirlCredit. Now, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Okay, well, thank you so much, Tramika, for being a part of the show today. I'm so glad that you decided to come on to share your journey as a current client of Glow Girl Credit. What I was really thinking about this episode, not only for you to share your journey as an entrepreneur, but just I want to talk a lot about the mindset and just to help the people out who may be in your predicament now as entrepreneurs, using the importance of credit. So can you just give us we're going to go back to the beginning, a little bit about yourself, your story, and how you became a client of Glow Girl Credit.
Okay. Well, first, I definitely want to thank you, Tasha, for having me on. It's been an amazing experience since I started with you, and I'm so excited to tell my story because I feel like it's definitely changed my life. So not to make this story super long, so starting out, I am an entrepreneur. I've actually been an entrepreneur since I was 12, but I quit corporate America at 22. And back then, it wasn't too much information as far as like with the internet, like how it is now. It wasn't too much out. So what made me get into entrepreneurship was my job wouldn't let me go to a recital my daughter had. So I knew kind of then and there that it wasn't going to be for me. And I felt like it was more to life than just where I was at as far as with my corporate job. So went headfirst into entrepreneurship, and I didn't have a clear plan or anything, so I was using a lot of my own money to fund like my business. And to all the people that are entrepreneurs, know how that can be as far as putting up your own money to try and do business, funding my own equipment. I eventually had my own salon and everything, so just really funding myself with my own money. And I had to work like twice as hard to also be able to make a living for myself and for my daughter. So fast forward to the beginning of the year, it started about January. I kind of got tired of entrepreneurship and just the way I had to hustle, how I had to just the way that I was working. And through conversations that we've had, you made me realize, like, well, as far as my relationship with credit back then, I didn't believe in credit. I thought credit was like a game. And I'm like, I'm not about to play this game. I'm just going to make a whole bunch of money in my business. And I'm not about to deal with that. I'm not about to play. But then I got into investing. And through investing, I learned about leveraging and using other people's money, because I did have a cash flowing business. So I'm also in the process of buying a house as well. So that was the main thing that I wanted to get in order as far as my credit, just to be able to buy a house. But it also opened up so many doors as far as me being an entrepreneur and leveraging my credit in order to build my business as well. So I got more serious about buying a house, because before I was just all about my business and I felt like, okay, once that's in order, then I'll go ahead and buy the house. But I started to see the importance of credit and how it's there to help relieve a lot of stress, especially financial stress, that we have. Like, we don't have to, especially when you learn how to manage your money the right way, credit is just a big relief. basically. So we started with education, really. And just as simple as understanding how to pay my bills on time. Like, I know it sounds like super elementary, but for me, I'm like, just as long as the repo man don't come and repo my car, like, I'm good. I didn't care about that 30, 90 day late, all that, because I'm like, I'm not using that system. But when I realized that I really needed it as far as, you know, to buy a house, to do things in my business, and started to take it more serious, just as little as paying the bills right on time and keeping my credit card utilization down. Just little nuggets, little knowledge like that, it really changed my life. But my daughter is getting older, and I really want more stability for her. So that is what made me say, okay, I need to go ahead and take my credit more serious. So when we started in January, so I'm like, okay, just as long as they don't come pick up my car, I'm good. Just as long as they don't turn my phone off or whatever, I'm good. But when it was explained to me by you that just paying your bills on time makes up a huge amount of the credit, and once 3 months had went by and I started paying it like on time, how it's supposed to, I seen my credit score jump tremendously, and it really made me fascinated with credit and the power of credit, what you can do with credit. And now I'm able to really, it took a lot of relief off my shoulders. Like, it was so much weight lifted off my shoulders when you educated me about credit and just paying credit cards down on time. Like, I was able to leverage so many things, not only with the home buying process, but just as an entrepreneur, building up my business as well. So it's really changed my life and helped me to manage my money better, open my eyes to just finances in general. And it's like, it's truly been a life-changing process. And I'm like so obsessed with it now. I check my credit monitoring all the time. I'm waiting for the emails to see my updated scores. To people that are not hip to credit or don't care about the, like, it's truly a weight just lifted off your shoulders once you truly try to understand it and just really understanding it, educating yourself about it. It's truly changed my life. So I'm truly thankful that we started this process, and even now it's opened so many doors for me.
So let me ask you this. I know you've worked with two other companies before working with Glow Girl Credit. How was without naming the companies, because we don't want to bash any other companies, how was your experience working with those two companies compared to working with us at Glow Girl Credit?
So the first company that I went to, they basically, as far as the process, because I've always kind of wanted to get my credit together, but I didn't understand it. So the first company, basically, I was just paying them every month, and I felt left in the dark because I didn't understand, like, what are you doing? What am I paying you for? I'm not seeing any results, so what's going on? So I'm just basically, I was in the dark. So that's why I stopped with them, because I wasn't educated. Like, if I was told that, okay, this is the process, this is what's being done, this is how long it's going to take, then I would probably been a lot better off. But just giving you money every month and I don't know what's going on, that's what made me leave from them. The second company that I went with was a little bit better, and so that they kind of involved you a little bit more with the process as far as telling you what they're doing, but there was still no education there. So I felt a little bit better about that company because I was involved with the process, but I still didn't understand what was going on. So the difference when I decided to go with Globe Girl Credit is the education was number one. Once I understood the credit score, the credit system, that changed everything for me. And that's what I'm so grateful for, because now I can take those tools and take that education with me. And even whenever we stop working together, I can take that and I can, you know, be educated for the rest of my life, so that now I know not to make certain mistakes. Now I know, okay, this is what put me in this position, so I can go forth and do better. As well as being involved, as well as the communication, letting me know what's going on. And I just feel so just safe with just your integrity, how you go about doing things, and that you really and truly care. That was the biggest thing for me, because before I didn't feel like I was cared for. You know, I didn't feel like I just felt like I was just a paying customer. But here I really feel that I can really trust you, you know, and that you really care about your company, your business, and what you're doing, the whole credit system. So that was a big difference. And now I feel like I'm equipped and I'm educated to where I'm good. You know, I can stand alone by myself now that we've done the work since, what, January until now. Yep. I'm so proud of that, because I've never stuck with anything for that long. So I'm just super excited that I now have the tools and I'm educated to where I can go off and just live a much better life.
So let me ask you this. For the people that think, like, you know, credit repair is an overnight process, do you mind sharing, like, maybe some of the deletions or the score increases that you've seen from when we started till now?
Yes, it's definitely not an overnight process, because it didn't take overnight for, you know, you to get in a position. Number one was, for me, it was just accepting or taking ownership for, you know, my credit report. It's like, yeah, it's some things that I didn't do right, and that was because I was uneducated, and I accept that. I took that in and I understood, okay, it's going to be a process, but I'm dedicated to it because I want a better life for myself. So as far as the number one thing for me was making sure my bills were paid on time. So of course, once you get those derogatory marks, it can, you know, now that I've been educated, it can take a huge hit towards your credit score. So now it's okay, now that I know better, let me go ahead and start paying it on time. So it's going to take a little bit of time for that to wear off as far as the on-time payments, as far as for me. And then the deletions, you were able to see that some things were incorrect on my credit report, got that deleted. We were able to actually do the pay for deletes to get other collections off my credit report. Which that was amazing to me, because I didn't know that you can, like, negotiate, or you can, like, go back and forth. I thought, okay, whatever they say is law. And also, I don't know if you want me to, go that deep into, like, understanding the collections and stuff now. But it takes time for the collection agency to respond to you, because they have a 30-day period. So it's definitely not an overnight process, and you really have to be dedicated and really want that change in your life and see it through, because it's definitely not going to happen overnight.
Thank you, Tramika. I thank you for sharing that, and I'm glad that you talked about the time frame and looking for errors in the credit report, because what a lot of people fail to realize is that it takes the credit bureaus 30 days to even respond to you. So when I see ads and things for people saying they can get you results in 30 days, I'm like, well, what are they doing to get results in 30 days when it takes the bureaus 30 plus days to respond to you? Right. And it's just straight fraud what other people are doing. So, thank you. I appreciate that. Of course, I appreciate all the praise, but most importantly, what I love that you mentioned is the education, and I pride myself on leading with education because, like you said, once you leave or graduate the program, I want you to be able to go back and teach this information to your friends, to your family, to your children. And that is how we are going to be able to build generational wealth, by leveraging other people's money, like you mentioned. That is the way to go. And that all starts with having great credit. So I think when you started, if I am correct, I think you started in the mid or maybe around 450, some scores 400 or 500, but now I believe you're like at a 680, 690, almost close to a 700 in this time frame. And we still have a couple of more things. I know you've gotten approved for some things, business wise and personal wise, which is great. You're still working on things on your end, you know, on your business side. So you're able to get yourself mortgage ready. But on the credit side, I honestly believe you're done with the credit. Your scores aren't great enough for a mortgage. So I do appreciate your time. I do thank you for coming on, sharing your experience with us. If you could give anyone else advice who's listening to this show, about Go Girl Credit, why they should join, if they're having any reservations, can you share some things with them?
Yes, definitely. I would say number one, definitely, if you're serious about wanting better for your life, just at least get on the email list. Like, at least, because I feel like it's definitely a mental thing. It's definitely a mental thing. And I truly appreciate the emails that's being sent out because it kind of gets you, like, if you're not all the way in, and, you know, like, okay, I want to get my credit together, at least get on the email list, because that'll kind of prepare you and get you in a really good mindset to be able to go all the way in. And I just would really recommend it because of just the integrity of your business and just the knowledge that's given. Like, it's truly, I feel like it's so important. It's really important, especially in this day and time. It's really important to have that leverage, to have that power. It's power. So I haven't come across any other credit company, credit person, or anything that does it the way that you do it. And I'm truly, like, wholeheartedly appreciate just everything, the tools that you've given me, just to be able to get where I am now. So I would definitely recommend it. At least, even if you're not ready to pay, at least get on the email list so that you can kind of get your mind trained and going in that path to change your life.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And that is going to wrap up today's episode. So what I'm doing, since I love this, because as far as testimonials, as you can see, anyone can write up a testimonial and share everything. So what I want to do moving forward for all my clients is have them come on here on the podcast, so that they can share their experience so you can hear it from their mouth on their self. So, you know, like you said, everything, I move with integrity and I'm very ethical. So if listening to Tramika today doesn't make you want to get on your stuff, then I don't know what else it is. But yeah, that's going to wrap up today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend who is interested in getting their credit mortgage ready. Thank you once again, and I'll speak to you guys next week. Well, not next week, the week after next, because the podcast is every 2 weeks. My bad. Y'all know what I mean. All right, toodles.